This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's raining where I am at right now. It's not really rain. It's like sprinkling. Now it was raining pretty bad earlier. And that sort of reminds me of the show that I actually wanted. Well, let me put it like this, right? That was kind of a bulky segue. But this is how it is. Got up this morning, I was going to record a podcast about the television show Invasion from 2005. Now, if I had done it right, then the show would have been done by now. but it would have started off with some reference to rain because it had been raining. But I had to take my daughter to church, so that's why I'm driving and doing this, which is sometimes a little better because my mind moves a little quicker when I'm driving. Some people like the fact that I can switch talking about subjects, and others find it irritating. But if you find it that irritating, you don't listen. So, anyway, now that show started off with a hurricane. So there's a lot of rain. In fact, water was a big theme for the show Invasion in 2005. It starred William Fechter. I can't remember his name now. I've seen him in so many different things. In fact, I just saw him on something last night, and I can't remember what it was now. Anyway, and Eddie Cibrian, Tyler Labine, Kerry Matchett. The guy who plays Quicksilver in X-Men Days of Future Past, whose name I can't remember, Aaron, is he Aaron Johnson or is he the other one? I don't know. Anyway, they were all in the show. And basically it's about these people who are in this hurricane, and in this small town, whoever went into the water during the hurricane came out changed, okay? Now this is gonna have spoilers, so sorry, I can't help it. I just finished watching the entire series on DVD, like yesterday or the day before that. So I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. But as is my pattern, I actually started thinking more about like all of the other type of invasion type shows. And so I might incorporate a lot of them in, you know, discussion about a lot of them. However, Invasion was ultimately a pretty good show. It ended on a very interesting type of cliffhanger. I almost called it a hangover. However, it was not without its faults. The first few episodes were really slow. I mean, glacial. And it wasn't until like the last two or three episodes that the aliens who were doing the invading even seemed like a threat. Because up until then, for the most part, they weren't doing threatening things. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched soap operas, but there's a soap opera called Days of Our Lives. And for a long time, the big bad guy was Victor Kiriakis. He's played by Jennifer Aniston's father, John. Okay. Those are his two claims to fame, being Jennifer Aniston's father and playing Victor Kiriakis. Victor did nothing but hang out with thugs. I don't even really know if they were thugs. They were just big slabs of guy, okay? And for some reason, people kept thinking of him as a bad guy, even though he didn't do anything. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't commit any crimes. He was just there, you know? I guess there's supposed to be like a force of nature and that he can snap at any time. But in the years that I was watching the show, he didn't do anything. He never snapped. He never did much of anything. And that's kind of like how these aliens were. They really didn't do anything. There were people around them who were doing worse things than them during the course of the investigation. Especially towards the end when Eddie Cibrian's character, who was a park ranger, was carrying a gun and he was threatening people. He was more of a threat than the actual aliens were. Now there were, of course, there were a couple of rogue people who were going off causing problems. That one of them was Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men, which answered the question for me: where do I know this woman from? You know, because I watched like the first few episodes, but then when it first was aired, but the show was just so slow moving that I just lost interest. But when I watched it on DVD, I could just like watch it. It was from Netflix, so I had to wait between each DVD coming, but I could watch them in chunks. And she was going around killing people, right? But the implication was that she was all messed up before she even became an alien, okay? So I think that was also... Oh, yeah. And William Fegner, who was the sheriff of the area, he was originally like this sort of threatening character, right? It looked like he was going to turn out to be the bad guy. But it turned out that he was just trying to protect his people. So you pretty much had a show where the good guys were running around with guns threatening people. The bad guys were just, you know, the quote-unquote bad guys were just trying to protect their people. And with the exception of a couple of outliers, you know, everybody else was just trying to live their life. And that really did not... I can see why the show didn't really work for a lot of people. Because there was... It's one thing American TV audiences like. It's a clear good guy and a clear bad guy. And if you're going to muddy the waters, you better muddy them up very, very... muddy them on like a Twin Peaksian level. Okay? Which this show definitely was not. Although, two things happened in the show that I found refreshing, even though this happened like, what, 8-9 years ago? One of them, there was a pregnant woman who did not give birth throughout the course of the season. You know, it's like having a pregnant woman in a movie. She's going to give birth, right? She's either going to give birth or she's going to miscarry. Or if she's a side character, she's going to die a gruesome death. But, you know, this is a TV show. She was a main character and she never gave birth, right? However, the cliffhanger kind of left things weird with her. There's a gun battle towards the end of the season. And the sheriff goes up against these guys with automatic weapons, and he just has a handgun. And for the first time that I can remember in a long time on a television show, the guy with the handgun shoots the guy with the automatic weapon, and then once he falls, the guy with the handgun goes over there and picks up the automatic weapon and throws the handgun aside because now he has something better. You know, you rarely see that. And if you don't, it's just like, wow, okay. And I'm just talking about just normal action movie etiquette. They don't do that, which has always surprised me. Although I think according to the Articles of War, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to loot the bodies, which I'm sorry. That makes no sense to me. You know, if I have a bow and arrow and the other guy has, Kevlar vests, body armor, gun, you know, these big high powered guns, and I get a lucky shot that just happens to go into his neck and kills him, I'm taking his stuff. I'm jacking him for his loot. Get that. That's just me. Then again, it'd have to be a very lucky shot because I haven't fired a bow and arrow in years. Anyway, so Invasion was really good. I liked it, especially once the action started picking up. And not really just the action of gun battles and chases, but the pace of the show picked up. You know, there were, instead of focusing on like the same three or four characters, they let the minor characters have more of a storyline, have more of a presence. And that added to the show. That added a little bit more dynamicism. Fuck, I can't even say it. Dynamicism to the show. Okay. It was a lot better than just watching people wondering what's going on. I said, okay, all right, come on, let's move it along. Let the plot develop. Let's let something happen, you know? And that is sort of like the opposite of a lot of other invasion shows. Because a lot of invasion shows, and I haven't seen I think it's like the Canadian syndicated show, Invasion Earth. I haven't seen that one yet. But I have seen V. I've seen the original V, which I like because mostly I was a kid. And that reboot version that they did with Marina Baccarin. Oh, and the lady from Lost, whose name I cannot remember. And I like her, too. I think she's really good. But anyway, the problem I had with that show... Oh, Scott Wolf was in it, I believe. It was a lot of sneaking around. You know? I don't like shows. Well, I shouldn't say I don't like them. I'm sick of shows where the good guys are doing nothing but a bunch of sneaking around. There was a show that just aired called Believe, where this girl had these psychic abilities. They really weren't all that well-defined, although but she could do a lot of stuff. I think that anytime the plot needed it, she could do something different. But the good guys just kept sneaking around, you know, and the cops and the FBI and everybody was after him. Was after her and her father and this group that was trying to protect her, but you know, it was irritating. It's like after a while, these people should have got caught because you have the entire resources of this private corporation, as well as the FBI, as well as all these other law enforcement agencies, you know. Not to mention the guy on the street, because the girl's father was like an escaped death row inmate. So you should have all kind of different vigilantes and people looking out for them. So what did they have time and time again? They had him sneaking around, almost getting caught, but just barely getting away. And then the corporation had these tracker guys, you know, who were chasing after him. And every time there was a standoff, the same thing would happen. The tracker guys would catch her, would catch the father and the daughter. And then it's like, all right, you should just give up. And then she would use her superpowers and knock everybody down. Although the last episode where she hit everybody with lightning, that was pretty fucking cool. But if I'm one of the tracker guys, the first thing I do is I take the father out with you get a sniper. You get two snipers, one with with some sort of like a tranquilizer dart, because I think they have those, and other one with, I don't know, armor-piercing bullets that explode on contact. the armor piercers, you go straight for the father's head. All right? Yeah, you go straight for the father's head. And the tranquilizers for the little girl. Boom. Captured. Done. But no. It was a lot of sneaking around. And a lot of flashbacks. I'm getting sick of flashbacks. Orphan Black has some sneaking around, but the sneaking around they do is different because a lot of times they don't know they're being tracked, which makes a lot more sense. And usually when they do know they're being tracked, they get caught. I don't know how else to put it, but the clones running is different. It's just, I don't know, they thought it out a little bit better. But I'm sick of The Fugitive, all right? The Fugitive was back in 19-aught-whatever. But every time, you know, they had, TV networks had such a big hit with The Fugitive that, what, 40 years later, maybe even 50 years later, they're still doing the same show. They did it with Incredible Hulk. You know, and they're doing it with Believe and all the other shows in between. It's irritating. And so when you have an invasion show and you're doing the exact same thing, because War of the Worlds, the syndicated show, it was the same thing. It's like, okay, we know that these are aliens, but they look just like humans. And a lot of times they stand around in the shadow or in empty buildings. It's like, oh, who cares? You know, Odyssey 5, it was the same thing, you know. It started off really cool with this idea, hey, the Earth is destroyed. They go back, I think, 5 years, and they have to make changes to try and figure out not only what happened, but to stop it. That is a pretty good premise, you know. And, of course, along the way, shitty dude's going to try to do shitty dude things and make a bunch of money, and it just doesn't work, right? If I recall correctly, he already had a bunch of money, so I don't know why he'd need more. Never mind. Forget I even asked that stupid ass question. But they came across some people, bad guys who look just like humans, who were skulking around, and they also spent a lot of time standing in shadows of empty buildings. The only one I think who doesn't really do a whole lot of sneaking around, who actually treats an alien invasion like, let's just say, a military action, is Falling Skies. And Falling Skies, well, you know, they fell out of favor with me with the one black man per show rule that they have. And this is something that I've read reviews of since the show since I stopped watching the show. There are some reviews, and while the science fiction people still are very high on the show, in fact, I might actually go back and watch, because I watch all of season one. I might go back and watch season two and the episodes I miss and just try to, you know, take some honey with this medicine. But they say that it's weird how the entire resistance revolves around this one group of people. And the problem, the problem that these guys haven't lost a whole lot of people and they're causing all this damage. You think that the aliens would say, all right, you know, we're having a lot of problems in this one area. Let's just carpet bomb the hell out of everybody and just wipe this whole area out. Pull all our people out, just wipe everybody out. That would stop a lot of the issues we're having. Once again, I'd make a great villain. However, I think that the problem that is it's basically the problem that a lot of video games have. If you ever play video games, you always start off with a pretty weak character, okay? And as you gain more experience, you pick up more weapons, or, you know, even if part of it has some sort of deal with money. Because after a while, this is just me. After a while, if you have a game that involves a collection of money, eventually money becomes irrelevant because you just have so much of it, you can't spend it. You know, because I'm currently, I have finished like the main storyline on Skyrim. And I have like millions of gold coins and there's nothing I can do to buy with them. Because anything that is a an enchanted weapon or armor, I know I can make that. You know, that's just how bad it's gotten. There's very little for me to do. I know that once I get past a certain level, then there's supposed to be like a one or two other quests that are unlocked, but I'm not there yet. And who knows if I ever get there. But that's the problem, is like when you concentrate on one thing, in this instance is just one character, but on this television show, Falling Skies, is one group of people. They have to succeed. They have to go on to, quote unquote, the next level. So they, of course, are going to be stronger, and of course it's going to seem like. What I'm curious is, with all the success that, the Massachusetts Second, with all of the, or the Second Massachusetts, whatever it is, the Falling Skies guys, with all the success they're having, I wonder what's going on in other places. You know, like what's going on with the guys in Nevada? You know, are they having the same type of success? Or are they getting wiped out? You know, what's going on in Detroit? But then again, I always wonder what's going on in Detroit. I think that's why a lot of science fiction people wipe Detroit off the face of the planet. Because, of course, it's funny. It's going to get a ha, ha, ha. Oh, look at this. But at the same time, Detroiters have this reputation for not taking a lot of shit. So if there's going to be an invasion, we're not going to take a lot of shit. So get rid of us. Scott Sigler's Infection has a bunch of books revolved around this alien invasion. And one of the first things he did was destroy Detroit in a thermonuclear blast. And it's funny because somebody, shrapnel from the explosion ends up as far away as Westland, Michigan. That's where I live, so trust me, that's a hell of an explosion. And there's something else, I can't remember if I was reading it, if I was watching it. No, Savage Dragon, the comic book Savage Dragon. He also destroyed Detroit. That was a big deal. He destroyed Detroit, and I was like, really? Ugh. But in the Marvel Universe, they do stuff like they destroy Hartford, Connecticut, or Austin, Texas. And so, yeah, nobody messes with Detroit in the comics. Anyway, right now, the best alien... I'm trying to think of what is the best alien invasion show that they've ever had. And from one standpoint, it looks like it might be Falling Skies or the original V. But the original V was just so cheesy. Even as a kid, when it came out, when they got to the Star Child, that's when I was like, okay. You know. Anyway, so I want to see another. I want to see a really good alien invasion show. One that lets more than one black man survive at a time. That would be nice. But that's just me. It's just my own personal opinion. It just seems like lately in a lot of TV and movies, what they try to do is set things back in the past. So there's a reason why they try to set things in the far past. I shouldn't say the far past, but anything before, let's say, 1967 seemed to be really popular, and things like set in the far future seems to be really, really popular. I wonder why. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can go to scifinoise.com for links to all the other shows, all the other episodes I have. Sci-Fi Noise is part of Deliberate Noise Network. You can go to deliberatenoise.com to get links, because I did redo the site. So you can get links, information. I think the last links to the last 10 episodes of each show in the network. And if that doesn't work, let me know, because it means I have issues. Because I went from just a standard HTML page to a wiki. A wiki that can only be updated by me, so that I don't have Chinese spammers trying to sell RuneScape farming utensils or whatever that crap is. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.